Let's charge the battery for this car.
The key safety issues to look for here are ensuring that you do not create a spark near the battery.
That's because a charging battery produces explosive hydrogen gas.
If we have to move or pick up the battery, make sure you have on your protective safety gear. You need coveralls or other workwear, safety eyewear, and chemical-resistant gloves. The battery's acid can eat through your clothes and burn your skin.
Many batteries have small vents where the liquid inside can leak from. It's on purpose so that the explosive gas can't build up inside the battery. Don't turn a battery on its side, or it will leak, and it may just look like water, but it's not.
Also, ensure you are wearing steel-toe shoes or metal toe coverings to prevent foot injuries from dropping heavy batteries. Do a test lift. If you don't think you can transport it strongly and safely yourself from the vehicle or storage to your workspace, get help from a buddy. Lift ergonomically with your legs bending and a straight back.
Get out the manual for your type of charger and understand the differences between the different kinds of charging. Likely, we're going to use a kind of trickle charger to ensure the battery is charged slowly and fully.
Make sure that the charger is unplugged and all controls are set to off. Test and note the existing battery voltage using a voltmeter. Ensure it is in the range for a good recharge with your teacher.
Make sure that your charger itself is plugged in safely and is not damaged at the wall outlet plug. Plug in and remove the plug properly from the wall. Inspect the connectors at the ends to see that they are secure. Make sure you are not creating a tripping hazard in the shop with the charger power cord set up.
Also, check out the actual battery you are charging. Are there any cracks in the casing? Is it leaking anywhere? Is it topped up with appropriate fluid if it's a wet cell battery? Never charge a dry compartment wet cell battery.
Is it a specialized type of battery like a closed cell or glass mat that may have a different charging safety requirement? If you're not sure about anything with this process, ask your teacher first.
Okay, charge. Are your safety glasses on? Connect the charger's positive red clamp to the battery's positive terminal first.
That's the larger of the two terminals, and it's marked with a plus sign.
Connect one end of the extension cable, a booster cable works well, to the negative terminal of the battery.
That's the smaller of the two terminals. Connect the charger's negative clamp, the black one, to the other end of the extension cable.
Make sure this connection is away from the battery.
Set the charger controls for correct voltage, charging rate, and time specified for this battery. Don't take any shortcuts in the process of charging, as it can cause an explosion. You don't want to rush a solid charge and put yourself at risk.
When you think the charging is done, verify that the battery is charged by testing its voltage with the charger turned off.
Once it is charged and verified, we have to disconnect the charger carefully.
Make sure the charger is turned off and unplug it from the wall outlet.
Disconnect the charger's black negative clamp from the extension cable first, away from the battery. Disconnect the extension cable clamp from the negative battery terminal.
Disconnect the charger's positive red clamp from the battery positive terminal.
Don't forget to use proper chemical-resistant gloves. Wipe charger clamps clean, properly dispose of rags, wash your hands, and put the charger away in storage. All done!
Let's do our tool safe review. Wear your PPE. This is acid that can burn through clothing and skin. Ensure your battery is in good condition before attempting a charge. Batteries can spark and cause an explosion from the gas that's created naturally from the charging process. No sparks allowed.
Watch out for placement of metal tools. Never link the two posts with anything conductive. Keep phones or devices away from batteries. Batteries are heavy and can break a foot without proper footwear. Review the manual for your charger.